Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here. Welcome back to Digital Poison, your daily dose of truth serum for navigating the crazy world of screens and addiction. Today's topic: relationships versus social media. Ever feel like your phone's a bigger part of your life than your actual friends and family? You know that feeling when you're at dinner with loved ones, scrolling through Instagram instead of really connecting? Yeah, me too. But listen, it doesn't have to be this way. We can reclaim our time, our energy, and those precious human connections. Now, don't get me wrong, I love a good meme as much as the next person. Social media has its perks: staying connected with distant friends, discovering new things, even finding communities around shared interests. But when it starts hijacking your real life, that's a problem. Think of it like this. Social media is like the friend who shows up uninvited and hogs all the attention. It's entertaining for a bit, but eventually you're left feeling drained and disconnected from what truly matters. So how do we break free? Here are 5 key takeaways to prioritize real-life relationships over those endless scroll sessions. 1. Be intentional. Instead of mindlessly scrolling, ask yourself, what am I actually gaining from this? Are you learning something new? Connecting with a loved one? Or just procrastinating? If it's the latter, put that phone down. 2. Schedule real lifetime. Just like you schedule meetings or workouts, block out time for face-to-face interactions. It could be a weekly dinner with friends, a coffee date with your partner, or even just a walk in the park with your dog, anything that gets you offline and present in a moment. 3. Phone-free zones. Designate certain areas of your home as phone-free zones, like the dining table, your bedroom, or during family movie nights. This creates space for mindful connection and reduces the temptation to constantly check your device. 4. Digital detox days. Try taking a day or even just a few hours completely off social media every week. Use that time to reconnect with yourself, engage in hobbies, or simply enjoy the quiet. You might be surprised by how refreshing it feels. 5. Unfollow the negativity. Curate your feed and follow accounts that trigger negative emotions or comparisons. Remember, social media should inspire and uplift you, not make you feel inadequate. Choose to follow people who bring positivity and value into your life. Now let me share a quick example. Picture this. You're having dinner with your best friend. They're telling you about their exciting new job opportunity, but you keep glancing at your phone, checking notifications. You miss key details of their story because you're too focused on the digital world. Ouch. That's a misconnection right there. Imagine how much richer the conversation would be if you put your phone aside and truly listened to your friend. So, remember, real relationships are built on genuine connection, shared experiences, and meaningful conversations. Don't let social media steal those precious moments from you. Make a conscious effort to prioritize the people who matter most. Take action today. Put your phone down for an hour and have a real conversation with someone you love. Share this episode with friends who might need a little digital detox reminder. And join the conversation on social media. Let me know how you're prioritizing relationships over social media. Until tomorrow, keep those connections strong and those screens in check.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.